This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. As anti-government protests enter their third month, there has been more street violence in Hong Kong today, as demonstrators clash with police in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Officers use tear gas to disperse a crowd outside a police station. There is also word that pro-democracy leaders are planning to once again target Hong Kong Airport, even though the city's high court has reportedly extended tough restrictions on actions there. Protesters have called for blockading roadways to the travel hub, which could disrupt operations. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in France for the G7 summit. Before leaving Washington, he once again ratcheted up trade pressure on China by moving up and hiking a series of tariffs on Beijing. And Mr. Trump again sounded the theme that he was the right person to take on China. He said he expected very productive talks of the G7, though he also repeated his threat to impose tariffs on French wine. Probably not a subject for his private lunch today with French President Emmanuel Macron. At the site of the summit, European Council President Donald Tusk admitted the G7 faces many tough challenges, among them trade wars.
Trade wars will lead to recession, while trade deals will boost the economy. Not to mention the fact that trade wars among G7 members will lead to eroding the already weakened trust among us.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft today failed to dock with the orbiting International Space Station. The craft is carrying a robot, which is scheduled to conduct a mission with the cosmonauts on the station. NASA says the Soyuz failed to properly lock onto its target for linking up. Russian officials say there will be another docking attempt on Monday. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com, online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Under increasing world pressure, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has authorized the use of his military to battle the wildfires sweeping through wide areas of Brazil. Meanwhile, the environment is expected to take center stage at the G7 summit. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the latest leader to demand more action on the fires sweeping parts of Brazil's rainforest. She's backing French President Emmanuel Macron's call for the G7 to urgently discuss the blazes, saying in her weekly video message, "Macron is right, our house is burning and we cannot be silent." Amid a series of policy and trade disagreements, which she hasn't addressed explicitly, Merkel says talking to each other is always better than talking about each other, and the G7 is an excellent opportunity for that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has conducted another ballistic missile test, violating an apparent Kim Jong-un promise to President Trump to end such testing with the conclusion of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan first reported today's twin launches, and Seoul confirmed it minutes later. A senior U.S. official told VOA, quote, "We are consulting closely with our Japanese and South Korean allies." The United Nations reports nearly 2 months of heavy rains and flooding in Sudan have wiped out livelihoods, made tens of thousands of people homeless, and created a humanitarian emergency. More than 50 people have died from the torrential rains that have hit Sudan since the beginning of July. UN Humanitarian Office spokesman Jens Lierke told Lisa Schlein the situation is very serious.
At least 54 people are known to have died from the torrential rains that have hit Sudan since the beginning of July. Sudan's Humanitarian Aid Commission reports nearly 194,000 people have been affected and more than 37,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports 15 of Sudan's 18 states have been affected, with White Nile State taking the biggest hit. OCHA spokesman Jens Lierke says flood victims urgently need emergency shelter, food, health services, and clean water and sanitation.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA in Geneva. A Russian-backed Syrian government offensive into a rebel-controlled area of Idlib province is testing Turkey's improving ties with Moscow. Ankara, which backs the rebels, is voicing alarm over the attack, warning of a humanitarian crisis. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached out Friday to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, and the Kremlin said later the two men agreed on what it called mutual efforts with the goal of liquidating the terrorist threat in the region. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of America. today. One, it's today's exclusive.